Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Filmon, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me for another opportunity to have a wonderful, inspiring, in-depth conversation. This program is all about giving you the opportunities to learn, to expand your realm, and to be able to make truly informed decisions. So it's about being empowered, and you cannot be truly empowered if you are not able to understand the whole story and then to make your best decision. So this program strives to provide you with great information, great knowledge, great learnings to support you on this journey of your own personal empowerment. And if you would like to get my archive shows, you can always like me on my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. Everything is loaded there on my Facebook page. Each of my shows, by the way, I've got two programs on Progressive Radio Network if you're listening for the first time. And one is on Thursday. That's this one, What Women Must Know. And the other one is on Saturday called The Love Code. And if you'd like to opt into my website, drcherylfilmon.com, then you will automatically get all of those archive shows sent right to your inbox. So hope you'll be joining me and become a part of my growing community. And we have a great guest today. I'm so happy to be able to introduce you to Karen Newell. We're going to be exploring sacred acoustics and how to enter your inner world. And just a moment for me to introduce and tell you more about Karen. She is an author and specialist in personal development with a diverse body of work that rests upon the foundation of heart-centered consciousness. Her personal growth programs, workshops, guided meditations, and teachings enable individuals to achieve life transformations towards greater self-fulfillment and contentment, quality relationships, and choices aligned with one's soul calling. As an innovator in the emerging field of brainwave entrainment audio meditation, Karen empowers others in their journeys of self-discovery. Using acoustic recordings and other techniques, she teaches how to enter and engage with your inner world to connect to guidance, achieve inspiration, improve wellness, and develop intuition. Karen is co-author with Evan Alexander III, MD, of Living in a Mindful Universe, which I have interviewed on several occasions, by the way, and presents international workshops. And Karen demonstrates key practices of consciousness exploration, heart awareness, intention, maintaining neutrality, emotional management, and cultivating internal knowing in this program. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Karen to the show. Hello, and welcome, Karen, to What Women Must Know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a great conversation.
It's going to be a great conversation. And, you and Evan have been on the show in the past, and it's always such an inspiring conversation. But now I get to have you all to myself. So I'm looking forward to that. And, I'm so happy. You're so welcome. And I just want to say I'm so happy to have you on the show because I have been listening to your meditations and I find them wonderful and they support me in going so deep in meditations. And I have different ones that you've put together. I have one on healing. And I have ones that are shorter meditations. I just love what you're doing. I love that passion that you have and this great purpose that you bring into the world. So I want us to begin by asking you, how did your path in life take you to the work you're doing on the forefront of brain entrainment through using music? And as you're saying, the name of your company, it is Sacred Acoustics.
Well, I had a long career in publishing, print publishing, and then internet publishing. And during that 25-year career, I was a busy project manager, doing desktop publishing, information management, all sorts of things. And yet on the side, I had these deep, curious questions that had been sort of inside of me ever since I was a child. Questions like, why are we here and what is our purpose? You know, little questions like that. And in my search for finding those answers, you know, I had explored religion, science, alternative types of thinking, and I wasn't really coming up with solid answers. I was coming up with sort of intellectual kind of explanations, but the bottom line is all the reading I was doing brought me to personal experience. People could have these direct personal experiences that could really tell them directly, why are we here and what is our purpose? And that's what I was interested in cultivating. And so, you know, meditation is a foundational practice for all of this. And I started going to, in my spare time, all of my vacation time from my job, I started to attend different workshops. First things like feng shui, and then it moved into things like Reiki and remote viewing, all kinds of things. I wanted to learn about how to activate that connection to something greater. And all of these courses that I was taking, nearly always they would have us do meditation. They would say, okay, now take a deep breath, and they'd guide us through some visualization. And I always thought that I wasn't doing it right, that I couldn't do it. And people would report these visions that they saw or experiences that they had, and I was thinking, well, this is silly. I guess I'm just one of those people who doesn't know how to meditate or just doesn't have the capacity because I'm such a busy project manager. And yet it still kept coming up, and so I persisted. I would sit and practice myself. The guidance was to just sit quietly and watch your breath. And I would do this, and, you know, 1 or 2 minutes would go by that seemed like an eternity, and I would just get very impatient. Until, that is, I found that listening to particular sorts of sounds made all the difference. And at first, it was things like tuning forks, brass bowls, gongs, there's crystal bowls. All of those types of instruments make this sort of very monotonous wah, wah, wah sound that's very kind of soothing. And it was a particular form of digital frequency audio recordings that contained binaural beats that really started to make a big difference in my ability to go within, to remove that distracting stream of thoughts from my awareness. And it wasn't easy at first, but the sound really helped me turn a corner. And interestingly, the sounds emanating from crystal bowls, brass bowls, tuning forks are actually a form of binaural beats. They're just a more natural form, I learned. But these particular binaural beats, I was at a workshop learning how to use them to explore in my consciousness. And that's when I met Kevin Cossey. And he is an electrical mechanical engineer who wanted to make his own binaural beats. And he applied his engineering skills to audio technology. And I had amassed quite a large body of different producers of binaural beats and other types of recordings used to enter meditative states. And so we sort of entered a collaboration where I was in Baltimore at the time, and he was in New York, and we would share a Skype screen and start looking at all of these recordings using audio frequency analyzers, and we learned how to take them apart and then put them back together in a way that he and I both preferred. And so for quite a while, about a year, he would make the recordings, and then we would both listen at exactly the same time from our respective locations, and then we would call each other and tell each other what just happened. And this was a beautiful way to kind of explore consciousness with someone else because our experiences started to overlap. And it was about a year after doing this with Kevin that we met Eben Alexander. And, of course, this is before his book Proof of Heaven came out, but he was also interested in using audio, this kind of audio technology, to kind of re-experience the spiritual journey that he had during his near-death experience. And so he was curious, And when he was up in New York visiting different book publishers, Kevin went to his hotel, hooked him up to our rudimentary frontal lobe EEG device and had him listen to these recordings. I was listening from Baltimore, and Evan was blown away, and he's the one who then encouraged Kevin and I to make these recordings available to other people, because we believe that everyone can generate these types of experiences, and these experiences help you learn and grow in ways that you don't necessarily learn and grow in school, for example, a regular school, but it's through your inner world and your inner experiences, sort of triggering old emotional traumas, finding answers from guidance within, all kinds of things you can do with this foundation of meditation, especially using these binaural beat recordings.
Yeah, that's such an interesting journey from publishing world to now being so immersed.
Well, what's been very interesting is that all of my work skills I've been able to still use to manage the company Sacred Acoustics. I can create the website and the mailing lists and everything. So it's been actually really nice because we haven't had to hire others to do those things.
Except yeah. You probably don't get a lot of time off.
Right? I don't. But I do. My time is my own, and that is the beauty of it all. Yes.
So I recently saw there was a news item on Gaia. I subscribe to Gaia.com, and they have these news announcements, latest research or whatever. And there you were, talking
there
about binaural. Yeah, how wonderful is that you were featured in this News of the Week, one of the News of the Week stories, talking about your work and the music, and that was another prompt to get you back on the show and talk about what you're doing, explain what binaural beats are, which we're going to do in a minute, and to really offer this world of sound healing. There is such an interest in sound healing now. It seems to me it's really exploded, the use of sound and understanding sound for a shift of consciousness. Do you find that as well, Karen?
Oh, yes, it absolutely has exploded. And lots of kind of spiritual-minded people will say it's right on schedule because we're just learning about frequency and how important it is. And there's so many forms of sound healing. Binaural beats is just one. I mean, you can go to gong baths and you can use your voice to create sound. There's so many ways to apply sound in a healing situation. It's a beautiful opportunity for people to explore.
I was preparing to do a presentation, and then I started looking at videos on cyber. Cybernetics? Is it cyber?
Cymatics. Are you speaking of cymatics?
Cymatics.
Yes.
Thank you, cymatics. So I would watch these amazing videos as people played sound music. These shapes would appear. They would have either sand on a plate or water, and as they made their music, these amazing shapes would appear. And it was a profound moment when I saw that, Karen, because it really demonstrated how sound is this frequency that is affecting all of matter.
Right.
It is altering
right.
us. It is aligning us. It has the potential to align us, to heal us, to expand our consciousness, to do many, many, many things in our world and in our physical reality. It was so profound to see that. We can say that sound has an impact on us, but to see how sound was really made visible in that manner was a moment of, aha moment.
Yeah, I've had the same thing with the somatic work. And interestingly, when you put our frequencies into a frequency analyzer, you can see what it looks like. And when we first started creating binaural beats, there were particular shapes that would show up. And it's when we combined monaural beats with the binaural beats that some really interesting shapes started to show up that looked kind of like a helix, like you would see in DNA. And that's why we called our technology Neural Helix, just for that exact reason. Because even in a frequency analyzer, you can look and see, what does music look like? Different sound will appear differently. So, yeah, there's so much going on with music and vibration. And some would say that even we humans, all matter is made up of vibrating strings of energy, and that we're all vibrational. And so it's no wonder that different frequencies of sound will have an effect on us, as you say.
And I think that's just such an understanding that is being made available to humanity right now, as people learn more and as, you know, people like yourself provide these technologies through sound to support this expansion of consciousness, this deepening of our connection, the ability to use sound to heal and work with the cells of our body. So I would like you to explain what binaural beats are, because we've mentioned it in this conversation and you talked about it on that Gaia news clip, which, by the way, congratulations for getting onto Gaia.
Thank
you. You know, what exactly does that mean when you talk about binaural beats? Because they are an intrinsic part of the music meditations that you have created.
Yes, and they are the part that have the potential to support an expanded or altered state of awareness. And so what those are, at the very basic, you can even go on, get an app to build your own binaural beats. At their very basics, it's one tone in one ear and a slightly different tone in the other ear. And it's the difference between those two tones that then creates this wavering sound, that wah, 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 regular sound. And so it's not being created by the two sounds, it's the interaction of the two sounds that creates that wah, wah sort of sound. And so binaural beat recordings contain these digital frequencies, but they also contain other types of sounds just to sort of lessen the harshness of that kind of thing. Because if you listen to them just plain, they can be a little disconcerting. And so the way we create them is that all of the carrier frequencies, the frequencies that you hear, are blended together using harmonic principles. So they come off with more musicality than most other binaural beat producers. And the difference between the two frequencies is matched up to a particular brainwave state. So I'll explain that by saying that the brain is in different states of awareness, and when you measure it with an EEG device, you get the electric signal that's coming out of the brain measured in hertz or cycles per second. And so when we're sleeping, that's when the brain is at its quietest. That is measured at roughly 0 to 4 hertz is what's happening when we're asleep with our brains. Now, when we're in a meditative state, that's the theta state, roughly 4 to 7 hertz. And then when we're in a focused state, maybe not quite as deep as meditation, that's the alpha state, and that is 8 to 12 hertz. Now, beta, that's the state we're in when we're walking, we're talking, we're, you know, have those racing thoughts going through our heads. That's the beta state, 12 to 30 hertz. Now, above 30 hertz, that's in the gamma range, and they have some other names when you get up a little higher. Those states are... gamma state is associated with, say, a runner's high. If someone is running and they suddenly burst into this amazing feeling, deep, long-time meditators like Tibetan monks will naturally go into gamma states when they're in deep meditative states. But the binaural beats that we're interested in are in those lower states of awareness. So this would explain why when we're in the beta state, when our thoughts are racing, as most people have going on in their minds, when you start listening to these binaural beats, it really supports the brain moving into a slower state of awareness down in the delta, theta, or alpha ranges. And we deliver all of those signals. Some people like to listen to these recordings just to help them sleep, and so that would be in the delta range. And very often, we are delivering a roughly 4 hertz signal, and that is the state between delta and theta. between asleep and awake. And so this is known as the hypnagogic state. It's the state that if you've ever been in a hypnotic regression session, for example, very similar to that, we're all in a hypnagogic state as we fall asleep at night. Our body becomes profoundly relaxed, but our mind isn't quite asleep yet. That's that in-between state. And in the morning when we wake up, that's the same kind of state, but it's known as the hypnopompic state. And so these binaural beats help to bring the brain from an awake state into a quieter state of awareness. And we recommend always listening using headphones, and that's so that you can get the left and right signal delivered to the two ears in the most efficient way. Some people will use speakers. In that case, we would recommend having a two-speaker system that's delivering a stereo left-right signal, because one-speaker systems will combine them, and you won't have quite as much power. Now, a few of our recordings are designed for a one-speaker system. Those are the ones associated with babies. So we have one called Cosmic Womb, Sacred Lullaby. Both of those play very well over one speaker, even an iPhone. But for the most part, we recommend using good quality headphones so that you can get the left and right signal. Now, when we combine those monaural beats, that's what makes it more easy to experience the effects over speakers. And the monaural beats just add another level of power that many other binaural beat producers don't include. Now, everyone will have their own preference on what they like to listen to, and so for that reason, we offer a free download on our website, sacredacoustics.com. You can go there, enter your email on the free download page, and we'll send you a link to that right away. We also have another set of recordings. We call it the Whole Mind Bundle, and this set of recordings was used in a pilot study in a psychiatric practice in New York City that showed a 26% reduction in anxiety just after 2 weeks of listening. So these delivered a delta, theta, and alpha range so that the listener could experience all three different states. And these recordings are really the foundation for everything else. And I don't know if those are some that you've listened to, but they're very useful for establishing a daily practice and then also to have a longer recording to listen to while you're performing other activities, such as reading, where you want to get a little more focus, or sleep, where you want to get a better night's sleep. So it's a nice variety of recordings that are available. And just to put it out there, when the COVID pandemic began in spring of 2020, that's right when this pilot study was published in the Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease. And so I went ahead and reduced significantly the price of these recordings to just $19, and there's even a free option for anyone who's in financial uncertainty. Anyone is welcome to download them at no cost, because I know that when anyone in this world takes the time to quiet their mind, that they are helping everyone in the world. And so this is, anyone who does this has my gratitude for taking the time to do that. But I hope that kind of explains how binaural beats work. And I'm happy to go further if you wish.
Okay. So I first experienced these meditations, these binaural meditations, by getting that free download, which I still listen to.
Yes.
In fact, I listened to it this morning, which is about 20 minutes. But, you know, I'm so intrigued by the work you're doing, and also understanding that it's so important to find ways, to find vehicles to quiet our minds, because it's in that place where we can be quiet, we can slow our thoughts, we can focus more inward, that we are not only able to be given our guidance, to listen to our intuition, to be able to follow that intuition, but it's also in that place where our body can heal. So we can access healing for any physical illness. We can receive inspiration, creativity. You know, it's within that we need to go to really navigate through life. So for most of us in our busy minds, and I've heard this said over and over again, you know, I just can't quiet down, right? I'm sure you hear that.
Yep,
I just can't meditate, right? Right? So, you know, we're just not trained at all in our culture to be quiet and to meditate and to just still, just to listen within, be able to slow down enough so we can access other frequencies of information. And that's why I really like what you are doing. I'm really impressed by what you've put together to provide a tool for people, for busy people, you know, for all of us to enter into these inner states, these access these other frequencies that allow us to receive more of whatever it is we're looking for in our lives, health, healing, inner peace, you know, releasing anxiety, depression, opening to other realms, having mystical experiences, whatever it is. There's so much work being done in these areas, and you provided a tool that is so profound, and I have to say, so affordable. And I by the way, thank you for offering that bundle to people who might have some financial challenges, so everyone can really take this opportunity for their own healing. That's very gracious and generous of you, Karen. And,
well, there should be no barriers to spiritual exploration, right? And they are an excellent tool, especially for the Western mind, as you say, because it is so busy. We're trained to always be thinking and planning, and when we get quiet in ourselves, that's what's still going on. It can be very annoying, really. Michael Singer calls that the annoying roommate, which is so appropriate. But another thing can happen. I know for me, all of those many things that you rattled off as the potential for, you know, when people go within, it's really a foundation for all of those things that you mentioned. But one very significant thing that happened for me, and I think it happens for a lot of people, is when I first began to get quiet inside, when I first developed the ability to get quiet, I would sometimes find myself just feeling emotional. I would run into these emotions, and I would think, "What? You're getting in my way. I don't want you right now. I'm trying to do something else. I don't want to be emotional right now." And yet it would still happen, and I would just feel like crying. And so fortunately, I had a facilitator who explained to me that I was tapping into emotions that had not properly been processed from way back, who knows when. And when you get quiet inside, you start to encounter those aspects of yourself. And it was disconcerting at first. And then when I learned how to manage that, what I would do is when I would feel myself feeling emotional at the beginning of a listening session, as I call them, I would think, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a good one. And I would feel emotional, and I learned to just let myself cry. It was probably a situation from way in the past that I wanted to cry, but I didn't. And I, you know, society or a father figure or something just told me I shouldn't, and so I didn't. And so when I would first kind of trigger these emotions, I would just let myself cry and feel whatever it was that was coming up. I was at a meditation retreat once, not using binaural beats, but doing a particular form of heart rhythm meditation, and I tapped into something that shocked me, and it was this reservoir of deep despair and loneliness deep inside of me, and I thought, where is this coming from? And I believe that's when I really tapped into the deep, deep emotions that I had put away as a child. My parents had been divorced. My father was in the Vietnam War and was gone for 2 years. And when he came back and I was about 7 years old, my parents got divorced. And they asked me and my two brothers, who were, one was a year younger, one was a year and a half older, so we were all very young. We were asked, who would you like to live with? Which I thought was the kind of crazy thing to ask a child. And I, having not seen my father for the last 2 years, said, well, of course I want to live with my mother. That's who I can count on. And when they got divorced, I just decided, you know, I don't need my father. If he's not going to be there for me, I can do just fine without him, and proceeded in my life to shut down all of that kind of potential for connection, that love connection with a father. And my mother was very busy taking care of all of us kids, and, you know, she wasn't the kind of emotionally demonstrative woman that many of us imagine a mother should be. She was a great mother, but she didn't have that kind of emotional engagement. And so I left it all behind, and that's what I was tapping into. I was tapping into this feeling of being abandoned, of being alone, but I had done it myself. I had moved away from connection with people and decided I didn't need that. And I didn't realize what I had done until I was going through this experience. And when I actually had figured it out intellectually, but it wasn't until I felt those feelings that I was really able to release it all. And it was hard to feel those feelings again. Nobody wants to feel loneliness and despair and complete abandonment with nobody in the world to be with you, but that's where I was. And I continued with the meditative practice throughout that week, and I was rewarded a couple days later during another meditation where, you know, I felt so empty after that huge release and cry that I had done. That was the biggest one ever. And I just felt so empty. And my reward came in the form of that emptiness being refilled. And it was, I believe, refilled with energy or spirit matter that was me. My essence came back to me. And that's when I realized I was connected. I felt like I was connected to this huge team of energetic support, and that I could call on that team whenever I needed it. And I still do that to this day. I have never again tapped into that depth of loneliness. I will still tap into other sort of triggers, but I think all of us have some sort of abandonment wound, because it really is kind of representing that when we leave source, when we leave the spiritual realm to come here to this earth, we leave all that behind, and part of us misses it. And so somehow it seems we recreate events in our lives so that we get abandoned again, or someone treats us badly, and it reminds us of that feeling, and then we have an opportunity to then process it and get back to that feeling of feeling spiritually connected, not only to other people, but to something greater. And in truth, all of that is really just one mind, as Eben often says, and I'll say, well, it's more like one heart that we're all connected through. And I discovered all of that firsthand through this kind of meditative practice, a combination of techniques. And each of us will find a combination of techniques that works best for us. And if the sound is one of them, that's wonderful. We often will recommend that people combine other spiritual practices while listening to the sound, so different types of meditation, different types of movement sometimes, different types of breathing exercises. So it really can be made your own, and we're all unique. All of our brains are unique, and so it's no wonder that we would all find sort of unique ways to finding our way to that connection.
Well, thank you for sharing that journey that you've been on. And it's so true. As they say, you can't heal, you know, what you can't feel. So for me as a psychotherapist, at a part of my life when that was my focus, my career at that point, it was always so profound when people were able to then open up to that wound, and to let go of the barriers and tap into that deep grief and deep sadness. And profound transformations happened in people's lives. Relationships transformed, their health transformed, their sense of connection to life, as you were saying, transformed. And that's the journey. However we are choosing to explore that healing path. And it's beautiful to know that you're binaural beats and your meditation music is another vehicle to let people go deep and do whatever healing they need to do. So having said all that, can we talk about the different, you have a range of meditations that you have developed for different, many of them have a different focus, they have a different purpose. So can you go through that range so people can understand what they may want to, how to begin, and then what they may want to focus on or how they want to add to the collection.
Yeah, well, I would say there's really the best place to begin is with that free 20-minute OM recording, just as you did, and the whole mind bundle, which gives you the opportunity to see how does your brain respond to these three different levels of experience, the delta, theta, alpha. All of our other recordings usually contain a combination of delta, theta, and alpha. So those are the ones, that's why we call them whole alpha, whole theta, because there's only that brainwave state in that recording. And so those are excellent places to start. We do recommend that people begin a regular practice. You can listen once and have a feeling and notice how you feel, but it's the cumulative practice that's going to bring the different potential for results. And so to do that, this whole mind bundle or whole states includes 20-minute versions of recordings that you can listen to throughout the day. 20 minutes is really, some people say, oh, I only have 5 minutes to meditate. And that's okay. You can do it for 5 minutes, but you're not really meditating. You need a little more time to quiet the mind and get really deep. So 20 minutes is kind of recommended as the minimum. Most of our other recordings, though, are 40 minutes long. And that's because this is the habit. We actually, when we had our habit of listening regularly, we would listen for an hour. And that was our regular habit. But when we had to fit these recordings, actually it was a practical effort. We had to fit these recordings onto a CD. We offer them in MP3 downloads, but also in CD format. And so we wanted to be able to fit a verbally guided version and the same exact version with no words onto one CD. So we picked 39 minutes because that's what would fit. And that's a really nice time to have a even deeper experience than 20 minutes can get you. And as you say, we have many different recordings for different purposes. Some are focused on the heart. Some are focused on healing. We have one called Light Body, which is very much focused on healing, I would say, but not just the physical body, but all aspects, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Light Body is the most complex recording we have, and it's the only one we have that includes gamma. So I would say that's more for an advanced listener. Some people will start listening to Light Body as a beginner, and I'll get some really interesting stories about experiences that maybe they're not quite ready for. And so I would absolutely recommend starting with the other types of recordings. But we have some that are, if you're interested in like creating something in your life, we have a recording called Lunar Cycles, and there's a full moon and a new moon. The full moon is for releasing energies that you don't find beneficial, and the new moon is for initiating new projects. And so when I say that these recordings contain words, the words are rather minimal than you might hear on a regular guided meditation. We usually speak, or I usually speak, for about the first three to maybe 10 minutes, and then nothing at all for the rest, so you can really go in and have a deep experience. And the words are meant to, especially for beginners, it can be very useful to have some kind of guidance for where your mental energies should be. I know when I first started, I didn't know what to do, and my mind was all over the place. So even having a reminder to say, now breathe in, breathe out. We do a inhale, imagine the word let, or silently say let. As you exhale, you silently say go. And so that's a nice little mantra, let go. But really, if you have another mantra, you're welcome to use any that you wish. So there's really a lot of places to start. The Foundation Series is another good place to start. If people are really liking the OM recording, Some really resonate very nicely to that. The Foundation series takes the Om recording and creates a series of four different recordings that take you deeper into progressively deeper states with each of the four recordings. So there's such a wide variety. People should, if they're interested and they are overwhelmed by the selection, there is a page on sacredacoustics.com that we call I Want To, and then it's just I Want To Sleep Better. I Want To Improve My Intuition. And then there are suggestions for each of those personal goals. But lots of times people start listening just to get a better night's sleep. And then they notice that their dream space starts to shift. And then they notice that they start to have intuitive knowings that they didn't have before. And they start to really feel more connected to their soul or spirit in ways that they might not have realized before. And even some people, when they're listening for longer periods of time, they start to have symptoms or features of out-of-body experiences. So people will notice often when they're sleeping that they've left their physical body. They might see it lying in the bed, and they're off traveling to other locations or states within that energetic astral travel. So there's all kinds of ways to use these recordings. And if anyone is confused or if you're in the middle of a process, the contact form can be used to submit questions. And they all come to me, and I review technical support, we have someone to help with that. But anything to do with recommendations and such, I'm happy to engage with people to see what are your kind of circumstances and what are you're looking to accomplish. And that can really help kind of determine where someone should start.
Well, that's good to know, because you do have quite a selection. And I was going through it and going, oh, my God, you know, I want that one and that one. And that sounds really good on the menu, you know.
Yeah, well, so, you know, we do offer bundles so that people can get more than one. And we even offer the ultimate bundle, which is everything. And lots of people like to do that. But I would not recommend listening to them all at once. It's good to listen to a few for a while. Some binaural beat producers, specifically CenterPoint, will recommend that you listen to one recording for 6 months daily before moving on to the next. And that system did not work for me, and anyone's welcome to do that if they wish. But we recommend a little bit of variety just to bring more different variety of experience. So.
What would you advise as far as frequency? How should people use these meditations? Should they do them once a day, or is it best to do them twice a day? Or I guess some of them you mentioned are shorter and can be used for other purposes. What would be your recommendation?
Well, it's really going to depend on someone's personal schedule, but the more you can fit in, the better. Some people will listen. Eben, he listens for about an hour and a half to 2.5 hours a day, and he usually does it all in one sitting. Some people don't have time for that. The minimum I would recommend, again, is 20 minutes every day. And if you can't do it every day and you miss a day, never beat yourself up. Just begin again when you have a chance. You can't do it wrong, but you will have quicker results if you listen more often. And some people will listen so much that they might get a little loopy in their head and they might feel a little dizzy, and that just means that you haven't gotten completely grounded. Your brain is still being affected in the delta state while you're walking around trying to behave in the beta state. And so in that case, you would just take a cold shower or splash cold water on your face, something like that. But more often than not, people will come out of these recordings just fine. But finding a way that works for you. Some people, when they listen late at night, like right before they go to bed, they'll find that their dream space changes such that they have nightmares. And so if that's the case, you want to listen earlier in the day. A great time to listen is right when you wake up. Pop on a 20-minute recording, you know, kind of set an intention for the day, use that opportunity to get centered, and then begin your day. Some people, however, they love to take a midday break, and that's another beautiful time to listen. And then don't forget that some of our recordings can be used while you're doing other activities. So some recordings people listen to while they're reading, while they're studying, while they're painting, many options. We have one recording I'd like to mention, actually our newest release that came out the end of last year, called Water. And there's nothing but water sounds on this with binaural beats included. And it is a beautiful, relaxing sort of journey into water and no words at all. And I know people who've listened to that all day long while they're doing work, and I know others who listen to it to fall asleep at night. So everyone is going to find it takes a little bit of trial and error. So what works really great for me might not work really great for everyone. And so that's why you need to take the time to with a little experimentation. And if one recording doesn't work, then you try and listen to it a different time of day or try a different recording at that time of day. Lots and lots of flexibility on their use. But the main thing is to start a regular practice. And part of that I would highly recommend is that you keep a journal. Sort of keep notes before you go into your listening session about any intentions you have, or maybe you want to write down some things that are on your mind so they can kind of take a time out. But mostly it's after your listening session. Take time to just jot a few notes on just what happened. Maybe you saw some extra vivid colors. Maybe there was an image of a place that you visited in childhood. Even if you don't know what it means in that moment, take a little note. Our consciousness is in a continuum. And so once you start paying attention to things like this, you might also start noticing that your dream space shifts. You might notice that your daydream sort of state moves into a different level. So once you start affecting your brain with these binaural beats, it's not just during the listening that they'll affect you, but it should continue to affect you, hopefully only in positive ways. And I say that and kind of giggle because I'm thinking about people who might listen while they're driving. And that would be highly not recommended. Yeah, because sometimes you can get into an altered state and not realize because it's very subtle until, you know, your foot hits the gas instead of the brake or something like that. So you want to be really cautious of listening in the car. That's probably a really good thing to say because nowadays you can stream things, right? And so you want to be careful when you're driving not to be streaming binaural beats of any kind, not just ours.
Yes, you don't want to be out of your body when you're driving.
Right.
Down the highway. Not a good idea. Can you talk a little bit about how children, and you mentioned babies, can benefit from these healing sounds?
Yes. Well, we've had very good experience with young children. Our audio engineer, when his wife had a baby, is when he got motivated to create Cosmic Womb, which is used, he created it to use in childbirth. And my daughter used it during her childbirth, and it was a beautiful, beautiful sound. It's made out of it's actually called a Kashi chime, made out of bamboo from the Himalayas, just a beautiful sound that then we embedded binaural beats. And we also created Sacred Lullaby because Kevin, as a new father, was trying to get his baby to go to sleep. We're all familiar with that, all of us parents. And so he created this recording to help his baby fall asleep. And that's a beautiful recording really for all ages. But the other way children have benefited is before we had these recordings, I was fortunate to encounter someone at a workshop who had a child around 7 to 8 years old who was incredibly energetic, I'll say. She acted out. She had a lot of energy. She would get violent at times with her energy because she just didn't know how to express it. And she started listening to our recordings, not these baby recordings, but the ones that we had earlier. Actually, some were very intense that I would have been surprised that a child would respond well to. I'm thinking specifically of the recording we have called Golden Light. But she would listen to these recordings, and she would get very calm. and she would be able to have a conversation, whereas before she couldn't. She would just be in a rage. And so her mother actually recorded the sweetest little video of this girl thanking me for creating these recordings. It was really quite sweet. We've had autistic children. Parents will tell us that when their autistic children listen to them, they become more verbal. We've had autistic parents of autistic children listen to our recordings and then try in their meditative state to connect with that autistic child. That's been a beautiful story as well. And then my final story example is children, these were teenage children, so a little bit older, who had attempted suicide and failed. And so they were still with us. They had not actually gone on to kill themselves. They had only tried. And two different people in two different locations here in the United States wrote to me, and they both worked with these suicidal children, post-suicidal children, in centers where they were receiving therapy, and they were both acupuncturists, so it was really interesting. They would play our recordings while they were doing these acupuncture sessions, and they played music before, and some even played binaural beats before, but when they started playing our binaural beat recordings, these children started saying things like, "Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm connected to something greater, and it feels so loving. I never would have tried to kill myself if I knew I could feel like this." And that is what's so encouraging. If only these types of recordings could get into people's hands who are feeling these kinds of feelings, with some proper therapy, we could really start to heal many, many, many more people in this world. Eben often says that when people are having addiction problems or depression, anxiety, that we often try to fix those problems with physical matter, whether it's, you know, a thing that we think if we have it, we'll feel better, or through a medication, a substance that might change our chemistry. But really, what the way you fill a spiritual hole is with spiritual matter. And so that's why going within and getting in touch with our inner world, our own connection to spirit, can be so, so beneficial, even and especially for children.
And I would imagine when we're talking about the benefit for children, it's also healing for the fetus. If mothers were to use this music with their pregnancies, I'm sure it's a healing sound for that being as well.
Well, both babies that I witnessed who experienced this cosmic womb recording as they were being born, they definitely recognized that music as time goes by. And it's really interesting. It kind of just reminds them of that moment. And my daughter, she would play Sacred Lullaby while she was pregnant to help her sleep, and her baby could hear it just like she did. She would put her phone right on her belly so they could both hear it. And yeah, I think it does get through to the babies. There's lots of research on how music affects babies in the womb. So anything that is relaxing and calming has got to be good for both mother and baby.
Yeah. Exciting for you, Karen, is you do this and get more of the reports back, feedback from people of their experiences, and you learn about the many ways that people are receiving their healings and their transformations and helping children. It's it's such a blessed thing you are doing into bringing
it
into
is,
the world.
It is very fulfilling to hear all of the wonderful healing stories. I'll share one more quick one in, I think it was the Netherlands. Someone who is blind, she could walk around out in the world using a cane, and she sometimes would, you know, she could go out and use a cane, but the cane only helped her with the lower obstacles. So occasionally she would run into a tree branch or a sign that was up a little higher, and this created huge anxiety in her. And she started listening. She listened to several of our recordings, but the one that in this application was the one called Low Band Pi Trance. And she would listen to that while she was walking on a treadmill. And she would then visualize herself walking around out in the world. And then when she would feel the anxiety rise up, she would breathe through it. And she would feel the anxiety, let herself feel it, and then, you know, by going through that feeling, she was able then to resolve it in that moment with the calm energy of the binaural beats, so much so that she's now able to walk out in the world much more readily without all of the anxiety. So, yeah, it can be very practical for some people.
I'm sure there are many ways that as people work with this tool that they will find their life improving, right? You're deepening, you're more connected, you're just find more peace, which facilitates more healing. It just, that's the way to go. I mean, that's what we're here to do.
It's so interesting. I like to say that the outer world is a reflection of your inner world. And so if you're very busy in the outer world trying to make things happen and you neglect your inner world, you're not really addressing from both ends. And so once I was able to really clear my inner world and get my inner world strong and stable and connected, everything in my outer world changed all by itself without me having to do anything. So it really is when you focus within, you can make changes without.
That's our power. It's to focus within, tap into the power we all have. So I want to, again, give people a link to your website, which is sacredacoustics.com. And remember, when you go to Sacred Acoustics, you can download that free 20-minute meditation so you can begin right away to experience the benefit of this sound with these binaural beats. And then there's so much more you explore on the website. And like you said, Karen, if people aren't sure which ones to get, they can always get in touch with you and you can help guide them, or you have that ability to choose the meditations that fulfill the needs that you have. So, you know, this has been a wonderful conversation. I'm so glad we were able to have you on and talk about the power of sacred acoustics for so many facets of a person's life, to enhance their life, to heal their life, to explore who they are. So I just want to thank you for the great work you're doing and your generosity and bringing this into the world and helping people to listen and find their way. So it's just been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Karen, and thank you again for the great work you're doing and wishing you the greatest success.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you as well for bringing guests onto your program and spreading so much wonderful information to your audience. Very much appreciated.
Yes, I feel very blessed to be able to do that and to have these conversations with people like yourself, Karen. So thanks again for being here. Sacredacoustics.com, everyone, go check it out. It's available for free. And again, thanks for being with me for another opportunity for great conversations on what women must know. And we'll be back again next week. So always, as I like to say, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.